Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Speaking of intelligence, that's what we're going to talk about for the rest of this hour with our friend Justin Minkes. Justin is back with us. He's the author of Executive Intelligence, and Justin is managing director of the Executive Intelligence Group, which provides executive assessment services to major corporations all around the globe and probably out into the universe somewhere. And as I said, his book is called Executive Intelligence, and he's here now. Justin, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
You're all on Twitter about being back on the show, aren't you, Justin?
It's either that or it's the 14 cups of coffee that my wife fed me this morning.
Maybe that's what it was. Justin, I was just talking about small business owners being trying to find a way to be happy, whether you're a business owner or not. I was just saying the earlier part of what I was saying was that being a small business owner is not for everyone. And if you're going to be successful as a small business owner, the ones that I know who are successful love what they do so much that it overrides, it defeats any other negative part of being a business owner. And what I have said is, if you can't find that thing to love that much, you probably aren't going to be happy. And in my opinion, whether you're an employee or whether you're an owner, I really don't care. I really do care, though, about your ability to be happy in your life, because life is short, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, so true. And when we talk about executive intelligence, we're talking about a set of skills that help you better understand life and get to the truth. And for all of us, that means getting to the truth of what it is we want out of our lives, how we can make our lives better, and certain things that we feel stuck in, or relationships that aren't working. What are the skills that help us think our way through, find a new way, sort of untie the knot? And we were talking about how without happiness and satisfaction, work just doesn't get done.
What do we know about what can we learn about our brains that help us to find happiness?
Yeah, the brain is sort of a tricky mechanism because it can be both lazy and aggressive at the same time. So it rewards laziness in that there's sort of a natural human state of being lost, a sensation of being lost, and in that state you can lie around a lot and not have any activities and not have any real goals, and that state is fairly easy to see in many people, particularly young people. But you could also give them states that have really strong goals, and that same human being, if you can find the goals that really matter to them, their brains become engaged, and suddenly this sort of drooling on the couch, know-nothing, can turn into somebody that can really accomplish important things.
So it seems to me that probably the laying around part is often our default condition, our default behavior. Mm. But when we realize that that's not going to get us what we want, is that what kicks us into high gear and makes us to be more aggressive?
Yeah, and God, if we could, that is exactly it. And if we could have, many people were lucky enough to have mentors that do it, or parents that did it, or even a teacher that did it, that said, you know, are you truly happy? True happiness, there are two kinds of happiness. One is physiological happiness. We're born with, as human beings, physiological happiness is a quick happiness. It's getting hungry, smelling food put in front of us. That's a quick happiness. But that happiness passes very quickly. It's a shallow experience of life. It's a shallow experience of happiness. The deep happiness that you were talking about when you and I were offline, sort of what makes you deeply satisfied, deeply happy, only the kind of work that really challenges you and grows you and that feels meaningful to you. Only by accomplishing that do people achieve real happiness. And executive intelligence is really about figuring out the best way to do something, whether it's your job, your career. That's what we're talking about.
One of the things that I think has been a blessing in my life is because of the genes that my mom and dad gave me, is I actually like working. I'm happy when I'm working. In fact, I'm often not happy when I'm not working. And some people call me a workaholic for that, but I don't consider myself to be a workaholic. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask you, if you don't feel that way, is it possible to learn how to be happy at work? And we're going to get our friend Justin Minkes to tell us about that right after these messages. He's the author of Executive Intelligence. Stay with us.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough.
We're back. 17th of the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it to your advantage. I believe it will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there as well. Justin Minkes is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the author of Executive Intelligence. Justin, give us your website and tell us where your book's available, please.
Yes, thank you. It's Executive Intelligence is the name of the book. It's available at any major bookstore. Amazon's got it. So does everybody else. It's published by HarperCollins.
Put a dot com on the end of Executive Intelligence, and you got your website too, don't you?
Exactly. You'll get right to it.
Check it out. Can they read a little bit about the book there on that website?
Yeah, little snippets, mostly little teasers that make the book sound enticing. So,
Justin, I want to get back into what we were talking about earlier. I was fortunate. My parents taught me how to work.
Yeah.
And they taught me the nobility of work.
Yes.
And I think that contributed to me actually liking to work. I do love working. I like accomplishing things. I like creating things, that kind of thing. Everybody isn't like that, and I understand that. That doesn't make me right or them wrong. It's just that we're different.
Yeah.
But if somebody wanted to learn how to be happy working, could they understand a little bit more about their brain, how the brain works, how their intelligence functions, that to try to learn how to be happy at work?
Yeah, you know what's so interesting is that the human brain is not naturally in a state of happiness. It is not in any natural state. It is constantly fluxing. It changes even hour to hour. It changes the experience of happiness, but what we do understand is that the most consistent, long-lasting satisfaction for a human being only comes from deep accomplishment. And what we mean by deep accomplishment, it is taking on a task that you weren't sure that you could do, that there was some fear around, and you'd never done it before, but it seemed extremely important to do it, or at least to try. And the aftermath of that, there's a sort of aftermath that becomes sustained of satisfaction that is genuine happiness. So hard work and happiness are one and the same.
Well, one of the things that I encourage people to do is just to log some hours working so that you find out that when you fail, it isn't fatal, and that when you succeed, it feels pretty good.
Yes. Yeah, that's one of the great things about youth sports leagues. We get to teach our kids how hard it is to achieve a goal that matters to them, and then how to bear it when they aren't the, number one winner every time, and what it feels like to try to do something. And these are all critical. We have these people. I interview CEOs for a living, and I'm doing a CEO succession right now. And this guy was put into he wants to step down, he wants to retire. He's been the CEO for 15 years, but he became the CEO only after a plane crash took out the last one. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to become the CEO. And it's a huge responsibility, just huge. And he's done an amazing job. But one of the things that happened to him is he realized that he'd never been more satisfied than making the lives of his people better. I mean, he really did get up in the morning. I mean, this is a guy that forewent so many bonuses, gave up millions of dollars in salary, cut his salary first every time there was any cuts in the business. You know, he was a soldier for the company. But he wanted for nothing. He didn't want a private plane, or he just had the satisfaction of knowing that he was accomplishing something, and he really enjoyed that.
One of the things that you talk about in your book in Chapter 7, you call Chapter 7, Blame It on the Brain.
Mm.
And you talk about the way the brain, our mind processes information. And you say that it causes us to draw unwarranted conclusions and to take immediate action without thinking first.
Yeah.
Is this one of the things that gets us into unhappy states?
Absolutely. I mean, this is exactly what we're talking about. The brain encourages us into a sort of immediate laziness. The easiest thing for us to do is to sort of lie around and do nothing. The brain chapter you're looking at is how our brain was wired to be lazy. So if we're lying around in the woods doing nothing, all of a sudden a twig snaps, our brains tell us emergency and snap to it, come to a conclusion. So our brains actually think very quickly, and they come to conclusions, definitive conclusions about what's going on very, very quickly. The problem is, in a complex world like we have today, and the instant conclusion about what's happening is often the incorrect conclusion. So what we're trying to do in executive intelligence explains that the most brilliant people in the world, the most brilliant executives, leaders, most effective humans in the world, most effective doctors, they pause and they ask questions. They don't let this instinctive old architecture of a brain lead us into immediate conclusions that are not good ones.
It's one of the reasons why I tell every small business owner I can, if you have any kind of a significant decision to be made, do not make it on the day that is presented to you. Mm. Absolutely, always, whenever humanly possible, sleep on whatever decision that you've got to make, if you can.
It's great advice.
It's amazing. Isn't it amazing how much clearer things are the next morning?
You know, Dave, actually looked at that. It's so fascinating. It's your mind apparently works things out during the middle of the night. You know, my wife.
Well, and things. Pardon me. Just we got to go to a break here. But folks, things that you think about all the times that you thought you needed to say something, you wanted to say something or do something today, and you were so passionate about it, so self-righteous about it, maybe, and you just had to do it, and one way or another, maybe circumstances prevented you. Maybe it wasn't your smarts at all that kept you from doing it, just the circumstances. And the next morning you just said, wow, I'm glad I slept on that. We're going to talk about that a little bit more with Justin Minkes right after these messages.
Well, I was born in a small town. And I lived in a small town.
We're back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Justin Minkes, the author of Executive Intelligence. That's executiveintelligence.com, and we're talking about this concept of executive intelligence and how the brain works and how sometimes it gets us into trouble. Right, Justin?
Yeah, it really does. So many times somebody will make a statement to us at work, or one of our employees will come up to us with an assumption, and if we run off and do it, it creates a real mess for us. My wife, when I first got her our kitten, he got real sick, and our vet came over and told us to take the kitten to a cardiologist because he has a heart murmur. And my wife said, well, why would we take him to a cardiologist? She said, well, to find out what this heart murmur is. My wife said, well, what might it be? The vet said, well, it's highly unlikely to be anything, but if it is, it might be a congenital heart defect. My wife said, well, if it's a heart defect, what do we do about it? And the vet said, well, there's nothing you can do about it. My wife said, so you're asking me to take my kitten to a cardiologist.
A veterinary cardiologist.
Yeah, and spend all those thousands of dollars.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
I didn't either. It was unbelievable. But, yeah, thinking a moment, taking a moment to think. Executive intelligence is about pushing for the truth, just taking an extra 20 seconds to find out if what someone's telling you to do really makes sense to do.
Your wife sounds like a tough lady there.
Oh, she's pretty smart. You can't get anything
over on her, can you?
Yeah, not too easily.
How did you pull off the wedding thing there then, Justin?
Oh, you know what? She hasn't been sober since I did.
It's pretty funny. Well, you know, the thing about this sleeping on things, sleeping on something. You know, one of the things that helps you. And I've learned as I extend my career as a small business owner, when things happen, you know, my brain processes the information, but then my memories remind me of what happened the last time this happened.
Yeah.
And I say to myself, you know, this isn't my first rodeo. I've been here before.
Yeah.
And then I process that and I evaluate what's happened. And so I guess what I'm saying is one of the advantages of survival is that you've probably been down this road before. And so if you haven't been down that road, folks, and you're faced with something like a challenge or something that you think might take you down, just realize that you're probably going to live to fight another day.
Yeah.
But you got to get this experience behind you. Put it in your memory bank.
Yep.
So you can use it the next time. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, and one of the things that we want is to be able to draw upon that experience, that knowledge that sits there, and to learn the right lesson from them, to learn from the experiences that said, you know what, that really worked for me. And executive intelligence is about knowing, recognizing the difference. A situation that was something that was repeatable and should be repeated because it got me what I wanted, and then a situation that didn't go well, recognizing why, what you should have done differently, how we could change, adapt, grow. That's what we're talking about here.
One of the things that I have said for years now is that entrepreneurs are pathological optimists. Now you say, I think I remember you saying in your book, that the brain is unduly optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Absolutely. It's true.
This optimism, from all this entrepreneurial optimism, we can blame it on the brain. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely blame it on the brain. Our brains were designed to make us feel much more certain about what things than we really are. And if we can manage that. It's only about it doesn't mean that we can be stopped by it. All we need is to manage that sensation. And managing that sensation means that we take, you know, our brain's conclusions and don't take them as the word of God. I mean, take that conclusion and think about it a little bit. I mean,
So when I say I'm frequently wrong but never in doubt, that's what you're talking about, right?
That's one of my favorite quotes of all time.
Yeah, that's a great one. And that's something that certainly applies to me. So I got about 30 seconds. Justin, last thoughts.
You know, I think that if people are going to try and lead a more effective career, they really have to understand what it is that makes the most successful, powerful leaders of all time, what it has allowed them to become so successful. And that's what we're writing about here. That's what executive intelligence is all about. It's an understanding of not book IQ or knowledge about things, but how the smartness, what kind of smartness will get you to the top.
Hey, Justin, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Will you come back again real soon?
I'll look forward to it.
We do, too. Thank you. Justin Mickey, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Executive Intelligence. Wherever books are sold, put a .com on the end, and that's his website. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world on our behalf. God bless them. God be with them. We are very proud of them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.